Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we examine the latest headlines that show the stage is being set for the One World System. But first, let's take a pop quiz. What is the longest continuously running radio or audio ministry in the country? Focus on the Family? Nope. Uncle Ray's Saturday Night Gospel Jubilee? It's Southwest Radio. Do you know how that's possible? Well, it's you. SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall are completely listener-funded. If we have running water, it's because of you. If we start a TV show, as we just have, that's thanks to your investment in our mission and growth. We can't spread the word without you. Please, call today to become a monthly partner. 1-800-652-1144. Or go to swrc.com/donate. Courts threatened to take away a Brazilian mother's son if she did not stop homeschooling him and put him back in public education. De-baptism ceremonies reveal the spiritual warfare raging in America today. How can recently passed laws remove privacy and pave the way for a global database of all people? Hear the details on today's episode as Josh Davis reveals 10 recent headlines every watchman on the wall needs to know.
Headlines from the End Times. It's a new Friday feature. We are back with 10 more stories to equip watchmen on the wall to stand firm with a biblical insight and analysis so that we can walk more closely with the Lord and understand the signs of the times. We want to begin this week's with number 10. And by the way, these are not necessarily ranked in order of importance, as this first story will reveal. And one of the signs of the times that people often neglect is the sign of weather. But the Bible does prophesy that there will be increases in terrible, catastrophic weather events. And the scripture reminds us in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I want to begin this countdown with this tragic story. It's been all over the news. Kerr County, Texas, the devastation caused by flooding. Trillions of gallons of water filled the Texas Hill Country waterways. Over 100 people are now confirmed dead as of the time of this recording, including more than two dozen at Camp Mystic, this Christian summer camp for girls. So heartbreaking for me personally and for us as a ministry. And it really hits close to home. You know, it was last September that Hurricane Helene devastated the region near SWRC's Tennessee office, near where I live, near where a large portion of our staff live as well. And we understand firsthand that life is forever changed for our friends in Kerr County, Texas. And Tennessee is known as the Volunteer State because a large number of Tennesseans enlisted to fight for Texas statehood and independence in the early 1800s. And today, the flood-ravaged areas of East Tennessee, damaged by Hurricane Helene, they are volunteering once again to send aid to Texas. I'm glad to see fire departments, Christian ministries, churches all across East Tennessee that were hit hard by Hurricane Helene. They are now gathering supplies, sending it, if you will, paying it forward with the outpouring of generosity shown during Hurricane Helene. They want to pay it forward to the folks in Texas. So our prayers are with our fellow Americans in Texas, all the family, the community that has been impacted in this unimaginable catastrophe. May the Lord minister mightily in every heart, in every mind, in this community. Number 9 on this countdown for this week's headlines from the End Times. We need to be aware of internet sources that claim a single anonymous source. The internet is filled with some helpful information, but at times you can read an article and it sounds so well written, so well researched, that it really grabs you and says, man, I can't believe this is happening. But here's where a red flag ought to go off in your mind. When you see something that is quoting a single anonymous source, that should be a red flag to the reader that says, this may not be true. This may not be correct. And it's a tactic that some media outlets are using now that I've noticed in recent months especially to try to push forward their narrative, to try to frighten people into buying into their agenda. Now, here's an example that I came across doing research for this headlines from the End Times segment. The article says an anonymous high-ranking Iranian source said Tehran is prepared to make any future war with Israel its last, warning that Iran retains advanced missiles capable of overwhelming Israeli defenses. And this article went on to say, this source is described as informed, said Tehran has identified vulnerabilities in Israel's security during the most recent 12-day conflict, which ended with U.S. brokered ceasefire. Now, I want you to be aware, red flags ought to go up when you see, when it says an anonymous, high-ranking official, and this is supposed to be an informed person. These are the kinds of stories, friends, that you do not need to listen to, that you need to ignore. So beware when you're doing your own research, when you're going across the internet, beware of these kinds of stories that you come across. Number 8 in our countdown this week, a Brazilian mother is prosecuted for homeschooling her own child. That's right, a Christian woman in Brazil is being prosecuted for choosing to homeschool her son, according to reports. She's a mother who began homeschooling her son in 2020 when the public schools closed because of COVID. What's her crime? Well, in 2018, Brazil's federal court ruled that homeschooling is not unconstitutional, but specific legislation would be required to uphold the practice. It's estimated that some 70,000 children are homeschooled inside of Brazil. She continued to homeschool even after the Brazilian schools, where attendance is mandatory, reopened in March of 2021, according to reports. And she said, quote, I choose to homeschool my son because I believe that's what's best for him. I'm committed to providing him with the best possible education. Homeschooling ensures that I can impart our faith and values, which are so important to our family, to him on a daily basis. Values that are consistently challenged and undermined in Brazil's public school system. End quote. Now, shortly after her decision, local authorities fined her over $20,000 U.S., and a judge also warned her that she risked losing custody of her son. Did you hear that? Losing custody of her son if she failed to re-enroll him in public schools. Now, this is in Brazil, and the Alliance Defending Freedom International is taking up her case and challenging the state's attempt to restrict parents' decision-making freedoms on behalf of their children. Friends, you're listening to Headlines from the End Times as we're covering 10 stories that show how the biblical end time scenario is coming into view and helping watchmen on the wall to be equipped with the information they need. We encourage you to partner with us in prayer and financial giving to allow us to continue providing this kind of content. You can give online at swrc.com or give us a call 1-800-652-1144. 1-800-652-1144. If you're just listening for the first time, you can request your free welcome packet. We'll send you information, put you on our mailing list so that you can get our free Prophetic Observer monthly newsletter. That includes a couple of articles along these lines, in-depth biblical commentary. Don't forget about our Prophecy in the News television show. That includes headlines from the end times, as does our Prophecy in the News magazine. A ton of resources are available to further equip you at swrc.com. Number 7 on the list reveals how spiritual warfare is advancing in our day. Reports reveal a shocking video of a mock de-baptism. That's right, de-baptism ritual at a Lansing, Michigan LGBT Pride Festival. And the video shows this man pointing an unplugged hairdryer that's labeled Reason at a woman's head. And so while he's holding the hairdryer, he's chanting, quote, I completely dry water from your head you never consented to. Let guilt evaporate and shame fall away. You are one. You are whole. You belong, end quote. So this booth was offering this ritual, and it was hosted by the Michigan Atheist, which described the ceremony as a powerful act of self-affirmation. The group also pledged support for gender ideology under the banner of freedom of expression. They plan to do similar things at other pride parades later this summer. So this so-called de-baptism and unbaptism ceremonies have also become common amongst satanic groups. And so you see how the occult is influencing a lot of what we're seeing in our culture today. Number six, it's not just with those who are Satan worshipers or who are opposed to Christianity, but even within the church. Historic Baptist University in Texas, Baylor University, has accepted a large donation for LGBT inclusion. They seem to be playing both sides of the fence, and according to reports, Baylor University recently announced its Center for Church and Community Impact in its School of Social Work was awarded a substantial $643,000 grant to help better understand the disenfranchisement and exclusion of LGBTQIA+++ individuals and women within congregations to nurture institutional courage and foster change, end quote. Baylor's official statement explains that this is an academic research grant to, quote, foster inclusion and belonging in the church, end quote. Now, developments like this will result in greater pressure on biblically based church communities and individual believers to weaken their belief in and practice of God's design for what it means to be human as male and female, and for His good design for marriage, sexuality, and family. That's insight from Glenn Stanton, who works with Focus on the Family. Now, Baylor seems to be playing both sides of the fence, but they seem to be drifting further from the biblical authority that this university was built upon. In fact, in 2021, Baylor started recognizing LGBT groups on campus while simultaneously affirming that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's a real head scratcher there, is it not? Those involved on various sides of this decision agreed that Baylor was sending mixed messages with these seemingly conflicting stances. I would say, yes, they are. In 2022, the university officially chartered PRISM, a Baylor LGBTQ+ and Allies student organization. Seems like they want to have their cake and eat it too. They'll take the money from wherever it comes, is what it seems like is going on with this story. Well, number five in our countdown, as we're walking through 10 key stories that we need to be aware of that show us the signs of the times. We've seen the greater falling away within the church. We see the rise of lawlessness. We see the rise of satanic systems of worship. And we see tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. But number five, the U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee vowed that the U.S. would continue helping Israel to prevent aid from falling into the hands of Hamas, and at the same time slammed the United Nations. Now, this is according to reports that aid continues to be transferred to UN bodies in northern Gaza, where it's easily stolen by Hamas terrorists. And friends, this is something that we need to be aware of. The news media has been feeding information, and I'm talking about the mainstream media here in the U.S. and the Western world, saying that Israel, the United States, are blocking aid. They're allowing innocent children to starve to death, and we are supporting the starvation. Nothing could be further from the truth, as this story reveals, and as the quotes from U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee demonstrates. Huckabee said, "Everything that goes in ends up in Hamas's hands. We know this. Israel is forced to deal with UN institutions, and the UN is the offender. We will do everything to back Israel against the UN to stop this aid transfer," end quote, from Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel. Now, this is important because this really shows us what is going on behind the scenes. Hamas is taking this aid that comes through the UN. They are taxing it. They're charging the Gazan citizens to purchase that, and they have them under their thumb, and they can get them to do whatever they want to do. If they want to recruit young men to join their fighting, all they have to do is say, "Join us. You can have free food. You can have free supplies. You don't have to pay for anything." That's the way they're recruiting some of these people. Now, Huckabee went on to say, "Not always pretty, but 800,000 unique recipients of food, and the first time they received food free since the start of the war. Hamas has stolen or taxed it, and now they can't. Hamas's main tool to control Gaza is gone. Hamas has put a bounty on the head of everyone, the Gazans and the Americans. The UN remains silent," end quote. And he went on to say, it's why the president of the United States says Hamas can't stay or ever govern Gaza. They don't care if they kill or starve their own people, Huckabee would write. So the Israeli Defense Forces recently reorganized and improved roads to the distribution sites run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is Israeli and U.S. backed in the Gaza Strip. Think about that. Does that sound like they're trying to starve out innocent civilians? No. They're building roads. They are erecting fencing. They're placing signs and proper routes to aid the sites to avoid coming near active combat zones. In addition, the military erected barriers and vehicle checkpoints to prevent the entry of unauthorized vehicles in the vicinity of these humanitarian aid distribution sites. Don't let the mainstream media fool you into thinking that the IDF is targeting innocent Gazans. Nothing could be further from the truth, dear friends. We're continuing our countdown as we're looking at four more stories, headlines from the end times. We encourage you to partner with us in prayer and in financial giving. You can give online at swrc.com. This will help us. This will enable us to continue providing this kind of content and all the things that we have at Southwest Radio Ministries. Beyond the Watchman on the Wall radio program, we're talking about Prophecy in the News TV that does similar things to what I'm doing today. We're talking about the Prophecy in the News magazine, the Prophetic Observer monthly newsletter. So many things that our ministry does to make you aware via social media, etc., etc. And friends, it costs money. We thank you so much for partnering with us in the past. We thank you for partnering with us right now as we stand together getting out this information as far and as wide as we possibly can. You can give online, swrc.com, or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. You can also give via the mail as well. You can give us a call, and we'll give you our mailing address and all those information that you may need. Thank you so very much. Let's continue on with number four. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to Washington, D.C. recently, met with President Trump and other American leaders. His remarks reveal that he wants peace with the Palestinians. However, he was quick to point out that the Palestinians were given territory several years ago, and instead of using it to build their society in peace, they used it as a platform to launch attacks against Israel. And while he was at the White House, Netanyahu described the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel from the Gaza Strip, where Hamas was in control, as evidence of what the Palestinians would do with their own state. Now, reports suggest that President Trump was asked if a two-state solution was possible. His reply, I don't know. And then he referred the question to Israel's prime minister. Netanyahu's response, according to reports, quote, after October 7th, people said the Palestinians have a state, a Hamas state in Gaza, and look what they did with it. They didn't build it up. They built down into bunkers, into terror tunnels, after which they massacred our people, raped our women, beheaded our men, invaded our cities and our towns, our kibbutzim, and did horrendous massacres, the kind of which we didn't see since World War II and the Nazis, the Holocaust. Some people aren't likely to say, let's just give them another state. It'll be a platform to destroy Israel. The prime minister went on to say, we will work out a peace with our Palestinian neighbors, those who don't want to destroy us, and we will work out a peace in which our security, the sovereign power of security, always remains in our hands. Now people will say, it's not a complete state, it's not a state, it's not that. We don't care. We vowed never again. Never again is now. It's not going to happen again. End quote from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Does it get much clearer than that? As someone said, you can't mistake plain talk. And he's very clear. He wants peace, yes. But Israel must maintain its right to defend itself, and it cannot give up the crucial security measures that they have taken. By the way, as I've said previously in our previous story, that Israel is doing everything it can to help the Gazan citizens, to help the Palestinian people in various places. Number three, the IRS says that churches can endorse candidates from the pulpit. This comes from the New York Times. In an article dated July 7th, the IRS recently announced that churches and other houses of worship can endorse political candidates to their congregations, carving out an exemption in a decades-old ban on political activity by tax-exempt nonprofits. This is going to be a game changer in my estimation. This is something that's going to be very big and on both sides of the political spectrum, and I can see pros and cons to this information. So the agency said that if a house of worship endorsed a candidate to its congregants, the IRS would view it not as campaigning, but as a private matter, like a family discussion concerning candidates. Thus, communications from a house of worship to its congregation in connection with religious services through its usual channels of communication on matters of faith do not run afoul of the Johnson Amendment as properly interpreted, the IRS said in a motion filed jointly with the plaintiffs. The ban on campaigning by nonprofits is named after former President Lyndon B. Johnson, who introduced it as a senator in 1954. President Trump has repeatedly called for its repeal. Now, if you'd like some information about this Johnson Amendment and these kinds of free speech, we've got some wonderful resources available at SWRC, including by our own ministry president, Dr. Kenneth Hill. He's got a book called Assault on Liberty that describes a lot of these kinds of things and would help you to have a biblical and practical analysis of the attacks on free speech by the likes of the Johnson Amendment and various other things. Assault on Liberty, it's available at swrc.com or by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. The second story that we want to do in our top 10 countdown for this week has to do with biometrics, and we're going to see that in our top two stories. The numbers are up for air travel. On the horizon looms the FIFA World Cup coming in the summer of 2026 to the U.S., and the Olympic Games is coming back to the U.S. in 2028. Airlines are installing facial recognition technology to speed up passenger processing, according to reports, and it could cut wait times up to 90%. The TSA's pre-check is among the most familiar airport biometric systems, but a new one has begun appearing at airports, brought to you by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, and they call it the Enhanced Passenger Processing System. It uses biometric technology to expedite the screening and arrival of U.S. citizens and move them through international arrivals area. It uses a tablet and it conducts a facial scan. It's matched against a passport photo that the Customs and Border Protection already has on file. Oh, a database of all the world's citizens? Huh. Where could this lead? I wonder. Many airports in the U.S. are starting to roll this out in their biggest cities. Dallas-Fort Worth is the first one. It's in about a dozen U.S. airports already, and there's other things at work. Now, our number one story for this week, the U.S. passed the Big Beautiful Bill. I'm sure you've heard about that. Happened over the July 4th weekend, but it sets in motion an unprecedented expansion of biometric surveillance and artificial intelligence systems at American borders and beyond. According to reports, this legislation marks the largest investment in border security technology in U.S. history, with billions of dollars earmarked specifically for border modernization projects within a much larger budget package. Now, here's some specific numbers to bear out what I'm saying. Among the bill's major allocations is $673 million for expanding biometric entry-exit systems across all ports of entry, aimed at speeding up processing while tightening security checks. Central to the legislation is $2.7 billion dedicated to border surveillance technology. And they've got these towers that are going to be equipped with artificial intelligence that will recognize people's faces, recognize how people walk, recognize vehicles. These systems will expand the Department of Homeland Security's biometric holdings, which already contains records for approximately 290 million people. That's right, 290 million people already on file with the Department of Homeland Security here in the U.S. This big, beautiful bill also authorized over $1 billion for handheld biometric devices used alongside truck and cargo screening technologies, signaling that even commercial shipments will face new levels of biometric scrutiny. Now, beyond the border checkpoints, the legislation extended biometric monitoring into domestic transportation corridors, funding surveillance along highways and Amtrak routes near the U.S. border. That big, beautiful bill allocated $5.2 billion to modernize immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, as they're popularly called, with about half of that money to be focused on AI and biometric systems. This includes expanding the mobile Fortify application. I told you about that in last week's Headlines of the End Times segment, and that enables deportation officers to perform real-time facial and fingerprint checks against the databases while they're out in the field. And so the legislation also promotes integration of DHS biometric systems with the Department of Justice criminal databases, enabling searches accessible to state and local law enforcement. States will receive a $12 billion border security reimbursement, including support for existing biometric initiatives. Texas, Arizona, Florida, they've already implemented some of these kinds of technologies. And so we see the stage being set for everything to be coalesced in the name of border safety, security, ease of access. You can go quickly and move between countries so seamlessly. We're seeing the stage being set day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, towards the biblical end times scenario. Thank you for joining me on Headlines from the End Times. We encourage you to pray for our ministry and to partner with us at swrc.com or by calling 1-800-652-1144.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us. And then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more by visiting our website, swrc.com. And thank you to everyone who has been giving a gift this week. Your support allows us to produce these programs and publications. You can give today by calling 1-800-652-1144 or going to swrc.com. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend, my friends, with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit swrc.com to learn more. That's swrc.com.